This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the start of the next segment, shock video, rioting migrants attempt to hijack trucks heading for UK. And again, if you know the rest of the story, I tried to find this again. It was 1998. It was a British newspaper article, but they had the video embedded. And it was shocking as trucks came out of one lane and trains on another, like the South American train of death or Central American train of death. People were on the sides, on the top, and on trucks. And they would cheer and run past the police as they got off. And it turned out Tony Blair, you can look this up, this does come up, had done a secret deal with the EU. Well, now the EU just says you will set quotas of the millions of illegals you're going to bring in. And again, I have nothing against the desperate people out of Africa, the desperate people out of the Middle East, the desperate people out of Eastern Europe, the desperate people that are pouring in. But man, folks, have you been to India? Have you been to Africa? I haven't, but I've seen long-form documentaries and stuff. I've talked to folks that have been there. I mean, you want to talk about scary? And then you add welfare to it? Game over. Sure, a lot of these immigrants, if you get them there and there's not welfare, they are hardworking. But there are criminal gangs that feed off of them and organize them. And now government, mainly liberals, are doing this all over the world. This is their Cloward and Piven checkmate. This is how they bring the folks in to socialize and then bring down the country. We're going to play that video with audio as a shocked Kiwi videotapes it. He was visiting France, about to go under the tunnel. And it is just shocking, shocking what's going on. Joe Biggs is going out to Hawaii. One of our hardest working reporters, he wanted to take a vacation slash working vacation. And I said, absolutely, please go. But he's going to be documenting the giant immigrant shanty towns that are there now lining major highways and how they just let the illegals come in off boats and ships now to the point of it, locals, and I mean the actual Hawaiians, are freaking out about what's going on. And it's one thing if the invaders bring, running water and television, you could still say that's bad if it's not your culture. But what when people just bring disease and poverty? And again, people say, well, why don't you support the globalists and their sterilization program? I want to industrialize the third world. I want to build these people up. Once you industrialize, you have on average 1.4 children within one generation. The globalists on record, on the Royal Commission put out in 49 out of England, had a plan to not develop the third world, create a third world bloom in population, and then use those populations to keep the third world destabilized so they could extract their resources easily, and then use those third world populations as a weapon to bring down the West. This is a military operation. And the globalists put a human face on these migrants, on these immigrants. You bet they're humans. Just like if I was getting off the Titanic and I was in the boat with my wife and my kids and the water was already coming up to the very edge of the boat and splashing over and we're bailing and there's 50 people right off our bow begging to be let on in the freezing water. If you let them climb over, the ship is going to go under. It's going, and that's the plan. It's Cloward and Piven. In fact, it doesn't matter. We're already done. You'll all see. You'll all see. Just enjoy. Because the whole third world's collapsing. They're going to collapse it into the West, and it's going to go bottom up. Then they're going to steal the borders entirely. and bring in a police state. I mean, it's amazing. But not before enough are brought in to divide and conquer. This is how we're being taken over.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We have to take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Hey!
military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the InfoWars. com studios. It's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart of 1776.
Well, Bill Clinton says all our problems are because of guns. You just can't, quote, have people walking around with guns unless it's the globalists, unless it's the UN. I'm going to play that clip again and then tie it in with some very important clips from Hillary Clinton and her announcement yesterday. But here's Dianne Feinstein saying if she had the votes, she'd ban all your guns. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in case there's any doubt. We have this from the NRA, GOA, and others. They're warming up for another assault on our guns. They're coming. Let's go to that clip.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't
there. All right. So as soon as they get the votes, that is the plan. Now, let's go back to Bill Clinton. You can't have people walking around with guns talking about Baltimore as if that's what caused this. It was cops shooting people in a questionable fashion or breaking somebody's neck. It's police brutality that at least is what the White House is stirring up to cause the clash so the feds can come in and take over. It's that simple. Al Sharpton admits that. Should I play the clip again of him saying we need to federalize all the police? But he then makes it about gun owners and ties that to when we did Serbia. I guess you did do Serbia like the mafia does somebody in. You're talking about a government that you attacked. So now even governments can't have guns. The West came in and armed the Croats, armed the Muslims, had them attack the Serbs. This is on record. The Serbs fought back, won, and so NATO came in and took them over. Just like you've got the West funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS to attack Syria right now, and they're calling Syria the bad guys until the public didn't buy it. And they went, oh, you're right. The bad guys are Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We've got to go in and take over and get rid of Assad so that we control the country and not him, as if he's behind it. It's sick. Here's Bill Clinton.
What's killing all these communities is that everybody thinks every tomorrow is going to be like yesterday. You're toast.
Back it up, please.
You can deal with poverty.
I can't believe after 20 years on air, I still have to deal with the Clintons. I mean, I started my talk radio show in 1996, started on TV in 95, when these guys had just carried out Oklahoma City. And I'm not going to do a whole show on that. I've been in films on it, made a film on it. Done countless shows, had the police officers on that were there and witnessed it. I mean, that was a government operation, a criminal element of the government. We know the names, everything. And just to have to,
I care about you so much. You just can't have these lives being lost. I care so much about lives.
And the headline on CNN yesterday was, Bill Clinton brushes off foundation questions. Their foundation getting money from third world dictators to be taken off the State Department list so weapons can be shipped there. I mean, you pay Hillary money, You pay Bill money, and then she's at the State Department and lets weapons go to your country. Let's go back to that quote. It's just hard to listen to Pumpkinhead. Here it is.
What's killing all these communities is that everybody thinks every tomorrow is going to be like yesterday. You're toast. You can deal with poverty, adversity, anything, as long as they think it could be different. The Baltimore thing came on the heels of what happened in Ferguson and what happened in New York City and all these other places. And there's a big national movement about whether the lives of young right. African-American men count, you know.
Hashtag Black Lives Matter, yeah.
Yeah. You can't have a bunch of people walking around with guns. I used to tell people when we did Bosnia, Kosovo, anything like that, you get enough people with weapons around and there will be unintended consequences. People will make mistakes. People will do wrong. Things happen. To hold a community together, you've got to have a high level of community trust. If somebody that's in your family gets shot, you want an answer from somebody you know. And you want to be able to ask questions and get them answered.
This is truly sickening. They had police officers, citizens, teenagers murdered who knew about the drug dealing in MENA. And he sits up there talking about how much he loves everybody when he turned Al-Qaeda loose in the Balkans and then blew up the infrastructure, killing tens of thousands and dropping depleted uranium cluster bombs on Belgrade. Unprecedented. A war criminal. A liar. And he's up there explaining to us why there's problems with guns in America. But, you know, something he said is true in a twisted way. You can't have armies quartered amongst you. You know, that's in the Bill of Rights. You can't have a heavily armed, huge paramilitary force in your country. You will end up having problems. In every third world nation, the military or the paramilitary police end up taking over. Stability and confidence is destroyed, the country collapses forever. Latin America, look at it. No success stories. All because of their standing armies. That's why our founders in 1776 and forward said no standing army. We can have a navy. We can have an army that's put on ships. We can have Marines. That's how the Marines get around Posse Comitatus, even though it's an 1878 law. The Marines operating predates that. You can control your borders. You can have a navy. And in modern parlance, you can have an army. But you do not station it or use it domestically ever. And by the way, the Founding Fathers didn't invent that. The Dutch had that on the books. The Swiss had that on the books. Look how successful they've been. And where did they get it? Well, you guys search when, I know it was 40-something years B.C., 40-something years before the birth of Christ. Will you please give me the year Julius Caesar crossed the Rubicon? Just type in the crossing of the Rubicon, the date that happened. You see, the Romans, for 200-plus years, it was an execution offense for a general to lead his armies south into northern Italy, across the Rubicon, basically close to the border with what's Austria today. And if a soldier, unless it was a parade, wore their uniform, they could get in big trouble. Because you don't suit up the troops inside the country. Duh! Nowadays, this Jones guy's crazy. He doesn't like troops marching up and down the streets everywhere and running checkpoints and working with police and admitting they're preparing to take on the Tea Party in Army Times. Julius Caesar crossed the Rubicon 49 B.C. The crossing of a small stream in northern Italy became one of the ancient history's most pivotal events. They went from republic to dictatorship. Caesar became synonymous with king. Continuing with the quote, from it sprang the Roman Empire and the genesis of modern European culture. So there you go. Julius Caesar crosses the Rubicon. the genesis of European culture, it began to collapse Western culture into a dark age that lasted over 1,000+ years. It took 400+ years for Rome to degenerate to its final sacking in 410 by the Visigoths.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from GunsAD.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at GunsAD.com, GunsAD.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark stuff.
I've got Shaquille O'Neal's personal cell phone number. And we're going to call him live on the air coming up in the next segment. We tested it a few days ago. I'd kind of forgotten about it because it's not that big a deal. Big deal basketball player. And I'm going to call him up on air and ask him about it. If he has any concern about crimes being committed inside this country, probably just hang up on us, but we'll see what happens. Of course, he came out last week whenever someone on his Facebook working for him questioned 9/11 and said he was going to fire whoever did it. I'm going to ask him if he knows about the 27 pages or 28 pages that have been made secret of the 9/11 Commission showing Saudi Arabia basically quarterbacked the operation. Just like they're quarterbacking the attack on Syria right now. And just, you might want to rethink firing whoever did that. But I'll guarantee you they gave directives to act edgy and act like he's involved with the community and he doesn't like where it went. Those companies you hired to do that, I've researched them. Try to follow a profile you give them. And if we can hijack popular culture, we'll do it all day long. Try to get folks out of the matrix. Coming up, I'm going to play these sickening Hillary quotes about how she's for the little guy and wants to fight the oligarchs and the robber barons, basically. I mean, this is really getting rich because the big money's behind her. Bilderberg had her campaign head at the meeting. She's been to Bilderberg. Nobody else was there from the Republican camp or the Democratic camp. That means that's who they're looking to push. She was at Bilderberg in 2008. I was there covering it. We saw the armored cars go in. We saw the Secret Service. They were all over the news saying, where's Hillary? Where's Obama? We knew where they were. We later confirmed they were inside. Well, again, it's an inside job, folks. Rigging it by controlling the field, and the media is now telling us it's Jeb Bush and Hillary. They're the choices you have. Meanwhile, UN Human Rights Chief urges Europe to accept more migrants. I mentioned this. I'm going to play the audio and video for TV viewers. I'll narrate for radio listeners. The video is up on Infowars.com. It's also on DrudgeReport.com. Shock video, rioting migrants attempt to hijack truck headed for the UK. The footage filmed in the French port town of Calais shows desperate migrants attempting to break into delivery trucks. Well, what's wrong with breaking into things? That's okay. They released 36,000 violent illegals just this year in the U.S., but they got a manhunt for two guys that broke out of a state prison. That's okay. Heading to the United Kingdom in another illustration of how the country's generous welfare system acts as a beacon for illegal aliens. The clip shows huge gangs of migrants roaming around the highway, just blocking the road, attempting to attack vehicles, breaking into buses, holding doors shut, ripping open 18-wheelers, I guess with crowbars, breaking into the back. I mean, this is what's going on because the police don't stop them. They could have a 500 police stationed right there and stop it and let the illegals know. And the French could tell them that, hey, we got folks coming in on the trains and cars. They don't. Because they want this, and it came out in 2008 that Tony Blair had a secret deal with the French government and the EU to let them in. But Michael Savage can't come into England because he criticizes radical Muslims. It is a conspiracy to bring down Europe. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
We're not allowed into the country.
It looks like 100 illegals.
So don't panic, guys. We've locked all the doors and are there. Basically what the holdup here is, there's actually some mines,
somebody. Europe's going to fall harder than America.
Just trying to understand it, guys.
Can I hold you up?
In the U.S., you get shot doing that. This is why they disarm people.
Chavez, man, we saw this stuff.
Now the illegals have climbed on the bus. They're holding the door shut.
Oh, my gosh.
They're trying to sabotage the truck so it can't drive away. God almighty. See, the government wants to disarm slaves. But now the country doesn't have an immune system. No one can fight. And so when the people pour in out of Morocco and out of Africa and out of other areas, just no one knows how to stand up to it. It's like Goonie Birds when the sailors, they didn't run from the sailors, they all got eaten. And so just hordes of people roaming around. I mean, look, weapon or not, you start trying to climb in the cab of my truck, I'm going to beat your brains out. But see, the French have been trained to lay down. In England, you're indicted if you defend yourself from attackers in your own house.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
They just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. Enough. Enough.
No. Hey, Boomer, how you doing? Jason, I go to Brooklyn.
Okay.
In the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team?
You will think. Get right back here.
You'll get back to me?
They may feel that it's part of a romanticized culture. There's an aspect of this, a kind of Wild West cowboy Dirty Harry aspect. There's also an aspect.
So they're macho men and they gotta have a gun.
Go ahead, make my day.
Anybody that wants to disarm me can drink.
dropped dead.
A trio of would-be burglars picked the wrong Albuquerque house to break into. Police say when the three teens pried open the door, a brave little girl was waiting for them, locked and loaded.
It's harder to use an assault weapon than hit something that is a shotgun, okay?
You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim. It's harder to use. In fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Vice President Biden and I had a meeting with a group of technology people and talked about how guns can be made more safe by making them either through fingerprint identification, the gun talks to a bracelet or something that you might wear.
Anybody that wants to make me unarmed and helpless, people that want to literally create the proven places where more innocents are killed, called gun-free zones, we're going to beat you. We're going to vote you out of office or suck in my machine gun.
That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
I believe that as Americans, we have a right to arm ourselves against criminals, but we don't need the ability to arm ourselves against the Army or the police. The United States military is not out to get us.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
The Second Amendment is there, so, and it was put in there not for hunting and fishing, like they like to say. Because back when they did it, if you didn't hunt or fish, you didn't eat. It was put in there so the citizens would have the ability, if their government became oppressive, they could defend themselves against oppressive government.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns.
How many?
Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
I'm the hootin', sootin', shootin', bobtail wildcat in the west.
I don't want that man to have a gun. I wouldn't feel comfortable having an argument with him in his home where he had access to his 50 weapons.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
Now, if you're a TV viewer, you've seen it. If you're a radio listener, you haven't. It looks like over 100 illegals, predominantly out of North Africa, running around at the Channel border station on a major highway, breaking into buses, holding the door shut, the bus the people are on videotaping, breaking into 18-wheelers, climbing up into cabs. It's incredible. I don't care if you're black, white, what color you are, from North Africa or from the moon. I'm in a car, you try to break in, I'm going to attack you. Here in the United States, I'm going to shoot you. But there, I guarantee you, I'm going to attack you. I'll use the car on you. But man, I'm not trying to run down the French. They're great people. But they just sit there and take it because they're so politically correct. You've got basically over 100 people, just you can see in the camera shot, up the road and up in front of the cars, about 50 or so milling around. They're all around the bus. And this is only from one vantage point of the camera. We'll show some of that footage for TV viewers. Shock video, rioting migrants attempt to hijack trucks headed for the UK. And it's gangs. And they're laughing at the people. I mean, you try going to North Africa and doing this, a military truck would pull up and shoot you. And that's because if they didn't, the whole society would collapse. This is what the so-called left is doing to Europe, now coming out in ABC News and saying that the UN wants them to just open the borders basically entirely. and then that will accelerate the gold rush, the rush. They're already announcing record illegals from Central and South America coming up through Mexico to get to the U.S. because of all the freebies. It's insane unless you want to bring the country down. And I'll guarantee you, in this type of lawlessness, breaking into vehicles, the rest of it, that goods are being stolen. Few people get shot, they'll stop doing it. But the system wants lawlessness while they are at armored hotels behind thousands of police and helicopter gunships meeting in secret, running the EU while the public is domesticated fighting for their lives. It's incredible. And again, is radical Islam defeated after 14 years of post-9/11? No, it's bigger than ever. And it's running around attacking innocent, moderate Muslims that were the majority around the world and overthrowing their countries, overthrowing our allies, overthrowing neutral countries, and putting radicalism in. Why would our elite be doing that? Because they're destabilizing the planet. And as the Middle East collapses and as Africa collapses, and now that Libya, that was stabilizing all of Africa, Libya was doing it. I'm not for socialism or dictators, but Muammar Gaddafi was spending about 98% of the money on the people from the oil revenue. He lived in very modest government facilities compared to others. And he was stabilizing Africa. Now that it's fallen, North Africa is just descending into hell. It's descending into hell, and hordes are coming into Europe. Boats every few days are sinking full of so many illegals. And that's the same allegory of once they get to Europe. They've already sunk Africa. Now they're going to sink Europe. But they're not the enemy. The enemy is the globalist that set up a system like this. Africa could be a jewel. The West has done everything it can to keep it destabilized, so they get those raw materials super cheap. And so they have dictatorships and oligarchies in that they can buy off very cheaply. Middle classes are the enemy of the globalist. Progress is the enemy of the globalist. Let me tell you, if there was some African country with a higher GDP and cooler people, and it was free, I'd go there. But there isn't. There was one country in South America that was one of the richest in the world, and it's a hellhole now after the globalists took it over. As rich as in Argentina, Argentina. I talk a lot about that because the globalists want us poor. They want to wreck us, and they will. This is a formulae they're following 110%. Big boats, little boats, you name it, coming across the African waters of the Mediterranean into Europe, and the EU says, invite them in, pay for them, and then the numbers just flood. Then they let them in, and then more flood, and now they want to go to Europe, from Europe to the UK, and it's got even more welfare, and the police stand down while they pour across. This is the false flag attack. This is the takeover. I want to get to these chilling Hillary Clinton quotes. They're so deceptive. In the words of Richard in the control room, this lady's the devil with how she inverts and turns reality into upside down. But here are the headlines, Daily Mail, Infowars.com. Shaq denies being 9/11 truther and blames insulting and offensive social media posts on rogue content managing firm. Shaquille O'Neal blames 9/11 conspiracy video on the firm Digital Mavericks, which managed content on his blog, and has been fired. The post includes slow motion viral video of a jet flying in the World Trade Center. Some showed shock, others defended it. Well, whatever, fine. If you don't agree with that, that's fine. He has that right to do that. But you don't have a right to demonize people that question major events because so many of them, from the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam to Operation Ajax to Fast and Furious, have been false flags to take our freedoms. And some attacks are real, but they still use them to take our freedoms when that doesn't protect us. We're always being told that it's a balance between freedom and security. No, the more freedom you have, the more secure you are. Governments being armed historically is dangerous at a central level. I'm not against locals being armed, heavily armed. As long as it's decentralized and compartmentalized, that's why we have jurisdictions. So if one town goes corrupt, one county goes corrupt, the others aren't. Our founders were smart cookies. There's a reason we've been the greatest country in the world. But for Bill Clinton to demonize the individual being armed, that's the ultimate equalizer. Because there are more good people than bad. Bad people don't like being around armed people. They move to Chicago or New York or D.C. where they've got disarmed prey. Just like in France, they can rob and kill whoever they want and burn down whole cities. Everybody says, well, it's politically correct. Let the radicals do it. Let's call Shaquille O'Neal right now. This is his phone number. Unless it's been changed in 2 days. And I have zero butterflies doing this. I could care less about basketball players. I mean, it's really boring. But let's go ahead and call him. He comes off as just an arrogant idiot, but maybe he's a nice guy. I'm going to ask you, don't you want to live in the real world? We'll see what happens.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
He answered 2 days ago.
1-8-5.
All right, yeah, fade it back up once the number's done, and I'll leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Shaq, it's Alex Jones calling. A mutual friend gave me your number, and I just wanted to say that, look, you shouldn't fire the folks at that company. I have nothing to do with the company. You should try to defend free speech. I understand that it's your website, and you have a right to tell them that you don't want them to do it anymore. But the fact is, the majority of Americans in major polls, you can look them up, believe 9/11 was an inside job. The 28 secret pages have been partially leaked by congressmen and senators. And Saudi Arabia was behind the attacks. Our government stood down. And Shaq, being a basketball player, being narcissistic, being arrogant, that'll get you nowhere in your short life. You're probably a very unhappy person because worldliness will never fully fulfill you. I think you look so sad in your eyes. That's probably the case. You will feel fulfilled if you stand up for humanity and really do something. So please look into false flag stage terror. Please care. Please don't be a coward. And find out that Fast and Furious was staged to blame the Second Amendment. Find out that George Soros is trying to get riots against the police going. Charles Barkley, one of your colleagues who actually thinks a smart guy, has talked about that. And just realize that playing it safe with the establishment at the end of the game is not smart. Because the establishment, just like Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia, is getting ready to screw everybody over. So, Mr. O'Neill, again, I'm Alex Jones, showtips at Infowars.com. If you'd like to contact us, I'll try to call you back at a later date when we're off air and have a further discussion with you. So maybe you can come on the radio show and explain to us why you think it's disrespectful and distasteful to question 9/11. I think it's patriotic to question a government known to lie. Our own government's funding ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria right now. And, well, I helped expose all that with my audience. And we're not going to stop, Mr. O'Neill. In fact, we're all owed a apology by the establishment who said that we were evil for questioning 9/11. All right, well, enjoy yourself. Usually guys that are as big as you are and as tall as you are have a lot of heart problems by your age. And I would guess by taking a look at you that you probably got, some thoughts in your mind about the other side, whistling past the graveyard and things like that. There's still time to reprieve yourself and not just be a fake media icon selling soft drinks for the establishment. This is a friendly message. I hope you have a great time, and I hope you turn your life around. Thank you so much. Well, I think that was a friendly message, don't you guys? Just off the cuff, teleprompter free, that's what it's all about. Just, you know, I do this so much, I'm so exhausted half the time. You get up here and talk for 3 hours, and I just hit you with where my heart's at, where my mind's at. Maybe it wasn't the friendliest message, but I happen to know behind the scenes how incredibly rude and narcissistic and arrogant and weird people like Michael Jordan are, and I don't really know much about Shaquille O'Neal. Well, I know a little bit, actually, behind-the-scenes stuff, but never mind. The point is that all these sports players who are arrogant egomaniacs really come off as weird. And I guess arrogance is kind of the flavor of the day. A lot of these guys call themselves kings or God or Lord this, Lord that. I'm just not into royalty, I guess. And I just think we've had our heroes stolen from us. Like, speaking of black heroes, I mean, I really think Martin Luther King was a great speaker, a great mind. He had a lot of courage. I admire him. I really admire people like Martin Luther King. I do not admire Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, I just people that can put balls in a basket, I just do not admire it. Maybe just basketball is not my sport. I mean, I don't dislike basketball. It's just boring. It's absolutely boring at the end of the day, all the worship of it and all the obsession over it and men on TV sitting around for hours every day, you know, talking about every angle of it. Men aren't supposed to spend their lives just obsessing on petty garbage. Men are supposed to be involved in their communities, informed, standing up, making sure their country doesn't get taken over. I mean, Shaq, did you know there's a global secret treaty we barely beat last week that they're bringing back this week, the TPP, to hand over our sovereignty to foreign corporations? I mean, that's a big deal. And so I do admire folks in Hollywood and sports who do care about politics and who have a libertarian bent. Folks like Vince Vaughn, because he can get a lot of heat for coming out for the Second Amendment, so that means he's a real man who cares more about principles than just being famous. And I would like to admire you. I just have never seen anything out of you, but dumb arrogance. Whatever you do, Shaq, don't drink fluoride water. Don't give your kids inoculations. Care about your family, at least. Don't trust the system. You know, I bet you're not as stupid as you act. You probably already know all this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with the Hillary Clinton clips and more. I'm Alex Jones. Remember what Hillary has to say about the TPP. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line,
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Well, the Supreme Court has come out and struck down a state law.
Or do you
saying that you got to talk to folks about how big the baby is, basically give them an ultrasound. That's a North Carolina law. The voice of opposition passed. Justice Kennedy may save Obamacare. It's back up again before the Supreme Court because so many parts of it are obviously illegal. But they'll certify anything now. We have a criminal takeover. We don't have an elite that wants prosperity and wants to just skim off the top of that. They want it all. They want control. They've got a score to settle with the bitter clingers. They want to break and conquer the American people. Before I go any further, we are listener supported by the very, very highest quality products you're going to find anywhere, whether it's shortwave radios, Patriot apparel, books, films, nutraceuticals. We had run out of Survival Shield X2. The laboratory had a small amount left. That came in last Thursday. It will sell out very, very soon. Our thyroids and other glands are full of bad halogens. Fluoride, chlorine, bromide, bromine. It's all there. This gets into your thyroid and keeps those from continuing to build up. And quite frankly, a lot of evidence shows pushes them out. That can feel pretty bad the first month. Consult a physician. This is hardcore. Changes the chemistry, basically, your whole body. I lost tons of weight, so much more energy when I religiously take it. And we're running out of the deep earth crystals. Nobody else gets them from mind sources. We do. That's why it's the cleanest, purest out there. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got 20% off on the ProPure as well. Let's go ahead and go to Hillary Clinton's disgusting announcement telling us what we all already knew, that she's running for president. And if you're not for that, you're against grandma. Here is Hillary Clinton.
You brought our country back. Now it's time, your time, to secure the gains and move ahead.
Hit pause.
And you know what?
She talks to them in this slow cadence like you talk to a dog or you talk to a two-year-old. You brought the country back, electing the Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. You. And these people just want to sit there and feel like they're important. An important person is telling me I'm important. She's feeding on you, idiots. It's incredible. Let's just go back to the clip.
America can't succeed unless you succeed.
Hit pause again. You ever heard cult leaders talk? All over the world, they have this saying. You know why you're here? Come into the cult. Release yourself. This is Jim Jones stuff. I can't even look at her. God, she's going to be president. Or I got to look at Jeb Bush. I may have to leave. I just can't handle it anymore. Oh, please. Okay, I can't look at it. Just go ahead and play her. I'm not going to look at her, though. Go ahead and play her.
That is why I am running for president of the United States.
Oh, listen to the lecturing. It's like a robot talking.
I'm running to make our economy work for you and for every American. Now, there may be some new voices in the presidential Republican choir.
Hit pause. We've got to do a whole new report on this is Delphi technique / NLP. I mean, she definitely is trying to trance people like a robot. And That's not even her voice. And you notice when she goes to Kentucky, though, she goes, "How you doing, man? Good to have you with me." Because the anthropology shows how to put them into a trance. Here, take care of you. How'd you like some pop by
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
She's talking Latino. She's like,
"Hello, would you like taco?"
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hcfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hcfirearms.com.